This is Being Awesome with Rob Springer.
We all float down here because this is Being Awesome, a podcast about loving Transformers and having fun. I'm Rob, and I just saw It this past weekend. I encourage you to do so, too. It's a great movie. This week in Awesome, well, I would say HasCon is going on right this minute, but it just wrapped up an hour or two ago, so HasCon was going on this weekend, and it's over now. And it looks like those who went had a good bit of fun. I wish I could have gone. It just wasn't in the cards for me. Actually, there's a hurricane fixing to blow through here. Hurricane Irma is going through Florida right now as I'm recording this. And I'm in Georgia, of course, which is part of the danger zone. I'm not quite in North Georgia. I'm in west side. I'm like maybe an hour from Alabama, you know, on the to the west of Atlanta, so maybe about almost North Georgia, because it's like maybe an hour and a half for me to drive up to what's considered North Georgia. But where I'm at, it's going to get pretty rough here. It's not going to be as bad as those poor guys in Florida are getting it. But it's going to come blowing through here tonight and throughout tomorrow and just make a big mess of things. So I guess it's a good thing I couldn't go to HasCon, because I probably would have had to cancel that trip and, you know, been disappointed or been there and like, what? Because, you know, the news kept changing. How's it's going to happen? It kept going like this way to that, this to that. And so I'm honestly not sure if the hurricane's just going to magically blow another direction after it comes into Georgia at this point, because the news here isn't very good there. They like to, usually if the local news means Atlanta area and the rest of the state, for some reason, has to watch Atlanta area news. So it's a little spotty sometimes what kind of coverage you get. And they kept kind of changing how it's going to affect my area. So I was just kind of trying not to be sarcastic about the whole thing because it's serious, but at the same time, I'm like, all right, is it going to come or not? But giving you guys a little programming note, I hate to do this again since, you know, one was like not last week, but the week before I had to take a week off, but I'm going to have to take next weekend off too. So there won't be another Being Awesome after this one for another week, because the hurricane is canceled my work tomorrow. So I'll have to work this coming weekend to make up for the days I'm taking off. So it will be pretty much no time in my one day off I'll have next week to make an episode. So I'm sorry ahead of time. Just this one's not up to me. You know, this one's not up to me. I can't really help this one. So hope you guys can forgive me or at least understand. But let's talk about HasCon a little more real quick. HasCon has been, early reports seemed like it wasn't a whole lot of people there. But come Saturday, looks like some more came. I don't know if it was the large amount of people that was expected to be there or not. But I don't know if they'll end up doing it again. And if they will it be the size that it was this year? I wouldn't mind it going, though. It looked like it was kind of neat. More of an expo than per se a convention proper, though they did have panels and stuff. Looks like they showed off some good previews of Power of the Primes figures, including finally a look at that Optimus Primal. Pardon me, the Optimus Primal toy from Power of the Primes coming up. It looks, you know, they're doing the, as we all saw with Hot Rod at San Diego Comic Con, they're doing Optimus Prime and Optimus Primal in a similar manner, being a smaller deluxe robot and a larger super mode. And the smaller deluxe sized Optimus Primal is based on his classic form, while the super mode is Optimal Optimus, which has always been my kind of my favorite version of the Optimus Primal look. So I'm totally excited for that. It's just a good looking toy, you know. And it's just a gray form that the pictures are, so who knows what it'll look like in color. And I'm hoping there'll be a Primal Prime redeco of it. That I'd be all over that too. Some of these toys, in these pictures I'm seeing, they almost look like much higher priced figures than they're going to be. Like, those leaders almost look like they could be masterpiece figures, you know, like, you know, and I can hear the masterpiece guys, which I don't think too many masterpiece dudes, you know, the interior decorator collector that's concerned, that's focused on the shelves and the, how that looks on the shelf. But I don't think too many of them listen to my show where I'm like, you guys see those turbo changers? They're awesome. But some of those pictures, they could almost pass for masterpiece toys. You know, the quality's definitely there, and they look like much higher end figures than I would think they are. But, you know, in Combiner Wars, like the Voyagers and Leaders were like almost masterpiece like, you know, they seemed like much more premium toys than they were. And then, you know, Titan Returns, you know, I mean, you hold Blaster or Soundwave, you're like, man, I'm holding a much higher end figure than you think you are, you know. So I guess it shouldn't be too much of a surprise, but like that Rodimus and Optimus and their super modes could almost fool someone into believing they're a masterpiece toy at first glance. They look that good. You know, different angles, you might see some of the leftover kibble from some of the various modes or whatever, and that'll, you know, the masterpiece guy says, is this masterpiece? I can see where it opens, you know. And I guess some people might be turned off by that. I'm not. But definitely good-looking figures. I'm definitely still the Prime Masters, totally all ready for those. I'm a big fan of Pretenders, as is. Pardon me. And we got these new Prime Masters coming out that are basically the Titan Masters, which I was really worried were going to go away in Power of the Primes, because I just love Titan Masters. I'm playing with one right now as I record this. I just love Titan Masters. And what they've done with them for Power of the Primes works. You know, it's still the basic, still pretty much the same thing, but instead of a face, it has a magic thing. Instead of a faceplate, and then the figure just kind of goes inside the robot instead of becoming their head. And then outside of that, it's the same play features. You know, they can drive the vehicles and they can do all sorts of cool things. So with their little partner accessories being straight up, they're calling them decoy shells instead of pretender shells, but pretty much the same idea. That just works. That's perfect. That is absolutely perfect. Tiny little pretenders. And the shells turn into guns for the larger robots to hold, while the Prime Masters are inside of them, priming, mastering them. Like, you know, let me get inside you. Okay, come on. I guess I'll hold this thing now. Oh, it's a gun. Cool. That's useful. Then I'll have to carry this doll around or something. I'm trying to fight a war, man. But they look like a lot of fun, and I probably don't sound as excited as I am right now. I've been kind of out of it all weekend. Been kind of tired. According to my wife, I've been grumpy, which I didn't mean to be. I don't think I am, but apparently I have been. So I probably sound not so enthusiastic right now, even though I feel like I am. But I'm really excited for them. Seeing those pictures is really, really, really cool and really exciting for me. One other thing I wanted to bring up, you know, our RFC coverage came in part with the TFU.info coverage with my good friend Ant, who runs that site. And he, this past week, just launched a new podcast called Transformers University, which is through TFU.info, if you guys want to check it out. And it's great. You know, it's great. It's a nice exploratory history of the Transformers brand. And that's one thing I'm really glad of, because a lot of, I'm not being critical here, but most Transformer podcasts just kind of cover the news and talk about it, and that's it. You know what I mean? So him doing something a little different, I always like that, because there's a couple other Transformers podcasts that do that, and I really like it when they do that. You know, like they might have a topic they talk about this week, or they might review something as a group or whatever, and I always really appreciate that, because, you know, if you got, there's a lot of Transformers podcasts, and all of us are just talking about the same week's news, it could get boring for a podcast listener. They might be like, all right, a new podcast, I've been looking forward to hearing what these guys think about that new Bumblebee toy. You know, so that's cool. Get nice variety on the landscape. Not to mention, it's interesting. You know, as someone like me, who's a lifer, it's always cool hearing about the history of these things. Even if I know it, it's still cool about hearing it. I mean, you could be a, you know, there's history buffs, and they'll watch a different a million documentaries on the same event in history, and they're ready for another one as soon as it comes out. You know, so I think that's kind of the viewpoint I've got here. Like, I'm always willing to see another presentation on the history, and a really well done one is all there. And Ant's doing that with his show. He's taking different aspects of it and explaining, like, one of, like, the first episode, he was basically explaining the kind of landscape of 1984 when Transformers came out, how they kind of, the world that as it was when it came out, you know, really cool stuff. And, you know, Ant's an Emmy winner, you know, he has Emmy awards. So, you know, it's produced really well. So I definitely encourage all you guys to go check out Transformers University at TFU.info. You know, that's my dude, and I'm going to help plug him anyway, but I'm really meaning this, not just because he's my friend, but because he does a really good job, and he did a really good job. So you're not going to hear him coughing and saying, oops, seasonal allergies. I don't think. I'm definitely pretty sure he's not going to bump the mic stand while playing with a toy like I do. Anyway, let me get the Q&A. Let me reach my phone where I got it. The Q&A portion of the show is fed from a thread. And hold on a second. Seasonal allergies. My mistake. See, I was just talking about that. I'm terrible at this. That was a good one. Anyway, the Q&A portion of the show is fed from a thread posted occasionally when its time is due at Talk Transformers, the best place to, it's in the name, Talk Transformers on the internet. Pardon me, there I go again. It's a group on Facebook. You know you use Facebook, so go join the group. You know, it's pretty loose, even flow group. You know, no only thing that'll get you kicked out of there, well, there's rules, of course, but if you're a jerk, you're out the door. So, usually people in there are pretty cool. Or at least, you can be like, yeah, you're all right. You're all right. Yeah, right. So, pretty aight place to talk Transformers. Well, this week's question comes from my main home piece, Marble Lion. I've known Marble Lion for, I'd say since the early 2000s. That's not really his name, but that's his online name, and that's what we're calling him here. Marble goes on to ask, the jury is still out on whether Nick Cage would have been a good Superman, but would he make a good Optimus Prime? Well, thanks for asking me a different kind of question. And I'm going to feel that he would have been a horrible choice for Superman. But we're talking about Optimus Prime here. And when we're talking about that, we're talking about voice acting, not acting. And when you think someone like Nick Cage, you think all of his crazy facial expressions. You know, there was a time when he was a good actor. And then at some point he started divulging into having like psychotic fits on screen whenever he's delivering his lines. And voice acting, you're just hearing a voice. So we wouldn't have to deal with that odd performance you're going to get from him, you know. You just hear his voice. Now, his voice is not one I would assume would Optimus Prime. And when it comes to Hollywood actors, they don't have a lot of different voices. You know, they'll deliver things whichever way to deliver them. But at the end of the day, Jack Nicholson's always Jack Nicholson. You know what I mean? So that voice is probably not going to be too different. So, but still not one I would think for Optimus. Maybe some of the other guys. He definitely, with that voice, would make a good Decepticon. Like, I don't want to say Megatron. But I would maybe wager Galvatron with his voice, because it's just that nice treble-filled, not quite mid-tone. Like, you know, he's got a masculine voice, but it's not all super boomy and bassy. It's just, and just the way his deliverance, if you gave him some traditional, and I know when I say traditional in movie, you look at me funny, but we're living in a land where we're talking about Nicolas Cage in a Transformers movie, so we can play pretend here. If you gave him some so you won't see that at all at Transformers University. If you gave him some traditional Galvatron lines, like say from the old cartoon or whatever, I think he would deliver it really well. I think that would come off sounding really good. Excuse me. I'm disgusting. But anyway, I think he would do really well. There was a time, and let's get in the time machine and go back to before the movies came out, around 03, 04, when it was around summer 03, I believe, when it first got announced that Don Murphy had gotten the license to make Transformers movies, and all that was going on. It was sometime around 04 or so when Steven Spielberg came on board and all sorts of this and that instances. And it was a lot of speculation. And there's always that one camp of people that were saying, Peter Cullen is the only person that can do this. And this camp of people were people who were usually more in the fans of the casual sense, as in they love Transformers as a kid, as adult, they really like Transformers still. And here's this movie. They can't wait to see it. It's going to be a movie of Transformers. That was pretty much their, you know, maybe they had a shirt they bought at the store that had Optimus Prime on it. You know, it's kind of that level fan, you know, more, a little more casual than, say, the people whose social life includes talking to Transformers fans on the internet. You know, it's not the super fan, the lifestyle fan type of fan. That those were the ones that were really saying it, the more casual fans. While the more lifestyle fans, and I want to just go again right now, Masterpiece wasn't a thing. You know, we had the first MP01 20th anniversary Optimus Prime figure. And that was it. There was an Ultra Magnus repaint. And I think there was, I think there was a Brave Masterpiece. And that was it. You know, we had commemorative reissues, which was, you know, the G1 reissues. We had Alternators, which wasn't really the same thing. But it was about as G1 as you were getting. You know, everything else was something new. And all of us that were, because, you know, now you say lifestyle Transformers fans, you're going to have these guys that are going to think original cartoon before everything else. And I'm not saying this to disparage anybody, so please don't take offense to how I'm putting this out there. I'm just trying to basically say, at the time, the fan landscape was, if you were a lifestyle super Transformers type fan, you were well accustomed to differences. You know, we had G1ers. You know, you definitely had G1ers, and they kind of, sometime by the late 90s, learned to keep to their own pockets of the internet. But that sounds horrible. They just basically started keeping to themselves versus mingling in large, just to avoid the arguments themselves. But your average lifestyle Transformers fan, crazy Transformers fan, was used to everything being different. You know, we were used to, you know, hey, a new Transformers line's gonna come out. Well, you know, at that point, Energon was going on, and we done had a few restarts. You know, after Beast Machines was over, Robots in the Sky just kind of restarted everything. And then Armada restarted everything. And I was expecting Energon to be a restart too, until, you know, they had said it was going to be a continuation. And that was basically how it went, you know. And even with Beast Machines and Beast Wars being in the same timeline continuity stream as G1, it was still different. We were just kind of used to different stuff. And there was the great deal of us was just kind of like, Peter Cullen wasn't even an option in our mind. We were like, yeah, that'd be cool if he did. But at the time, Peter Cullen was really just the voice in the original cartoon. You know, we done had over a decade of other guys doing his voice. You know, it wasn't like now, where in 2007, Peter Cullen was back in that live-action movie being Optimus. And, you know, he wasn't an animated. But outside of animated, Peter Cullen's been the voice of Optimus Prime for like a decade straight now. Outside of that, I guess, year and some change of animated where David Kaye did Optimus Prime's voice, we've had Peter Cullen being him for a decade now, so now it's kind of hard to imagine anyone else. But at the time, Muriel was like, it could be anybody. You know, it was a cartoon, you're pretty much sure it was going to be Gary Chalk, because he was Optimus Primal in Beast Wars, and then in Armada and Energon, he was Optimus again. We had, I just blanked. Another guy too, almost said Dick Gaudier for Robots in Disguise. But that was it. Peter Chalk kind of did it, and no one really expected him to be in the live action movie. Most people was expecting Hollywood actors, because like I'm saying, it's just kind of a big Hollywood production. It only made sense that a Hollywood actor would be Optimus's voice. And I remember at the time, I was like, I think Bruce Willis would make a good Optimus Prime. And some people agreed with me, and some people like, no, he wouldn't. And once again, it's people thinking Die Hard, not thinking, you know, this is just someone's voice. You're not watching him perform. You're hearing him perform while a computer animated puppet is doing all the acting. And I thought his voice would be great, assuming with Bruce Willis, you get either a good job by him, meaning he cared about the project, or you get that flat, grumpy Bruce Willis where he's just doing it for the check. That probably would have been the Bruce Willis we'd have gotten. But you start thinking about other actors who were around at the time, still kind of hard. I remember some people said Morgan Freeman would have been a good voice. And I'm inclined to agree, that's not a bad voice, although with his, I'd almost like to hear him be Alpha Trion. I've always thought John Goodman would make a good Optimus Prime, in all honesty. He just has that, you know, and he was a great voice for Hound in Age of Extinction and The Last Knight. Say what you will about the movies, but everyone has been like, yeah, Hound was great. You know, even if he wasn't your traditional Hound, everyone was like, yeah, Hound was great. So that just goes there to tell you that great John Goodman voice. But just that voice, I could see him not being some caricature, gun-toting, crazy person. And once again, we're going to assume it's 2003, 2004 here, and we're thinking classic Optimus Prime, kind of fatherly, John Wayne-ish, delivering some of those classic Optimus Prime lines. Man, I could see John Goodman all day doing that. So that was the kind of the thought at the time. So, yeah, Nicolas Cage, I don't think would make a good Optimus Prime. And I know this was a joke question that I got that I answered totally full frontal, because I was like, you know, that's a pretty good question. Who would do well in these roles and as Hollywood stars? And that's what I'm going to just throw back out to you guys, to you listeners. This is a fun thing you can do. I'm pretty sure some guys do this already. You ever been like mowing the grass or doing your work or whatever, and you almost got that channel of your brain that's like idle thoughts? And you kind of keep your mind on something to keep you from going crazy while you're working or whatever. I remember one time I worked in this JCPenney warehouse, catching boxes as they come down a conveyor and stacking them on pallets. And I wasn't allowed to have headphones or anything, so I would each day come up with something to think about so I wouldn't drive myself crazy in the tedium. And one of the things I did was completely mentally redesign the cast of G.I. Joe, which is like, sounds really lame, But before lunchtime, it's already, the time has dragged enough. And next thing you're like, okay, Zartan would look really cool in maybe like a big hooded coat, like a trench coat with a hood. And of all things, my mental redesign of Dr. Mindbender and Destro actually came true in later toys. I didn't submit these to anyone, but I guess I wasn't the only one who thought Dr. Mindbender wearing a lab coat with his purple pants would look pretty cool, as well as Destro in more business-like apparel. And he had like slacks and a big old black turtleneck like Steve Jobs would have worn. I'm not the only person, I guess, who thought that would have looked cool. But that's something, you know, that you guys got that time with idle mind space, time on your hands. Maybe you're a truck driver and you're driving, just kind of keeping yourself entertained, you know, while you're working or whatever. Or, you know, in my work, I'll listen to music or podcasts or whatever while I'm working. And then if I don't have anything like that while I'm working, I'll mentally be going over the steps of what I'm doing just to keep myself entertained. And I'm sure everyone does that too, you know. I'm just speaking for my own. You can't project your own viewpoint onto someone else's, you know. You can only assume. But while you're doing whatever it is, maybe think of Hollywood actors being Transformers voices in these movies, and we'll play that it's that innocent era of over a decade ago, and all bets were off with these movies and we didn't know what we were going to get, and we're all just assuming an adaption of the old cartoon. So go ahead and take that mentality and see what you can come up. Maybe leave me some comments at Talk Transformers or other places and let me know what you came up with, because, you know, maybe Lynn Hall would have made a good Bumblebee, you know. I thought The Rock would have been a great Jazz. You know, you say that jokingly, but if you just hear The Rock's cadence when he talks as The Rock, Scatman Crothers, you know, can't do it. He's dead. But that Rock's voice and all that would have been great, I would have thought. Just that kind of thing. It's fun to do. So let me know what you guys came up with. Well, guys, I've went a little longer this week than I went last week. I'm trying to keep these a little more short and concise just so it comes out as a better show. I feel like I ramble sometimes just a little too much. And I try to keep this show a little short because there's only so long you can listen to one man in his toy room talking to a microphone. And I got a hurricane coming, so I need to we're going to pack some bags in case we got to run out. So, I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Sorry, got to call out again. But I'll see you guys in 2 weeks with another episode of Being Awesome. But you know what? Being Awesome, the podcast about loving Transformers and having fun, is part of the Radio Free Cybertron family of shows. And they all can be found at tfradio.net for shows and showtimes. And while you're there, if you could check out our Amazon links, that'd be a super duper way to help support the network without doing anything more than shopping at Amazon. Guys, I'm Rob, and I can be found online on Twitter and Instagram at, that's a little swirly A thing, RoboRobSpringer. And since you're using the internet, please check out my personal site, zonebase.org. That's just like it sounds, zonebase.org. And right now, just like always, I got started with Halloween a little early, so I'm going full nuts with Halloween and robots and stuff, so if you could check that out, maybe. Maybe you'll like it. Or maybe you won't. Who knows? It's a free country. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. I'm going to go watch a hurricane blow through my neighborhood, I guess. Hope everyone in the path of hurricaneness stays safe. And hope everyone's okay. So, yeah. See you guys later. Oh, I can hear it raining. Awesome. Hope everyone's okay out there. Bye.
This has been Being Awesome with Rob Springer.
Transform, save the future.